Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Well, we are we're at it again, and it's kind of apropos that Mel Rochelle Smith Jr. will bring us into Sports In Depth again, live, Porto Alegre, Brazil. Was the biggest show we ever had on Just About Media Network, done in Brazil, San Paulo. Me and Mel combined together to do a show at our studio at Studio San Paulo. Yeah, first time to see Spike not too long ago, and yet a while ago. But the lady, live from the Solitaire Hotel. And we just done the show something. Wanted to put some last week on Sunday, but few weeks. Definitely family friend of his. And we go ask you on Sunday. Giants and Jets went the other way. We should get on the at home. Giants finally won. And at home. They went into Giants. Big win. Washington in a division game. And Cowboys losing. Wow. Things kind of went right back. Jets. Who's still filling Mark Sanchez with the quarterback of the game? Let's go from one big win. So, Napa won by just 2 points. They were focused on 0-3 after Mustang, though. That went out to the Patriots. 51 points. That shit is time. They were looking over this year. The team left back to chill, moving on. 35 points. Yep, that's been the situation for some time. Looking at our synopsis, synopsis. Let's go, and we will kick it off once again. Legendary Spanish Sportscast at Dr. Sandy Jr. is senior. Sorry about that. Was on airwaves once again with you now, and I kind of get a share of the award-winning sports in depth. And for the first time in close to 2 years, Doc is broadcasting live from his favorite city in Brazil, Fortaleza, the capital city in the state of Ceará, and from our studios in our favorite hotel, the Topic Chow, owned by our good friend Cristina. The Jets and Giants, as we said, to a different road this week. Jets losing on Sunday at home. The Giants winning again, finally at home. And again, their first win. And the Jets takes it for the first time at home and for the season. A loss. Thanks for locking in. Good news, fellas. That's what they claim. He's making him the second New York icon to pass in less than a month. As an NFL and football icon, I get to pass away just last month. When the New York Jets legends and running backs, Matt Snell and Richard Boozer, who will be inducted in the New York Jets Hall of Fame, former Jet Michael Vick now finds himself the top dog at QB in Pittsburgh. And with them going down, they've been going down last week. Happy birthday. We didn't scrap that introduction here to, we did say it in our synopsis, Justin Dodd, Dr. Sandy Sports Net Live in Fortaleza, Brazil. Happy birthday to Samara Agrabah and Teodoro. And then, happy birthday to the iconic Edgar L. Butler Jr., known to so many as fellas. Just a great, great, great player. I've said this redundantly, and I had meant to say that when we talked about Derek Jeter on his last home stand last year. I have seen many shortstops, pro, non-pro, play this game. I've seen them all, by the grace of God, in my time. Belanger, Ozzy, Aparicio, Cheetah, Rodriguez, Vesquel, Templeton, McMillan, they all may have been as good as Fuzzy. Nobody was ever better than Fuzzy. N-O-P-L-B-Y. Fuzzy was so good that Fuzzy, when he won MVP in the National League, he said he had garnered more than his trophy. He put Fuzzy on TV. And he appeared also in the Amsterdam News talking to Groot. And tremendous question he asked, Groot, you know, how come you don't hit more home runs? And Groot said, well, you know, I don't try to hit home runs. I just try to hit the ball. Groot won MVP in 1960 and also was a very revered basketball player on the Duke basketball team. Became captain at Pittsburgh Park. And that was a big story in itself, too, because a lot of people brought up 1960s. But for many, should have been MVP. And to show how the redundancy, the sting, and the embeddedness of racism is always embedded in America and so deeply in its American pastime, baseball, Pittsburgh sports writers were talking against Roberto Clemente. And, of course, they all pushed away and gave it to the non-Renardi, or a guy, Dick Groot, who had been traded to Pittsburgh at that. Yogi Berra won MVPs in 54, 55, became the first catcher ever to win back-to-back MVPs, and the only catcher, three in the American League, him and Campanella, duplicated that streak together. In fact, they won MVPs in 55 together, which was Yogi's third MVP award. And it was also at that time Campy's third MVP award. They both won the three at the same time. A lot had to be said about Campy winning MVP in 54 or 55. 55, they did win the pennant, but his numbers weren't good in 55 as they were in 54. And you wonder how he won in 54. And then he ran away with the pennant. They had the batting champion, Bobby Avella, and they had the home run champion, RBI King, and Larry Doby. And me and my late good friend, Bill Shannon, talked about how evidently there was some injustices, injections of racism, finding nobody in the Cleveland team won MVP award. Bobby Avella being the first Latin player to win the batting title, and Doby was his second time leading the league in home runs, and a guy leads the league in home runs, more glamorous, and leads the league in RBIs, the most crucial stat. And you just got to wonder, how did he get the MVP and his team won the pennant? Yeah, but that seems to be a redundant story. Take a hats off to the Mets, you know, people thought she was receiving the Jets Super Bowl, not throwing a touchdown in that game. Huge energy problem that showed that it could be offense, that would be the ball. And the game would win. Things to course of football. And the fact that I won the first half of the ball, my good. We finished the game, or about that first game. Didn't sell out either. Bills, you know, the Baltimore Orioles are seen as the most devastating team in the history. He told me there was running through the Jets. I just say, stop watching the film because they're overconfident. They're becoming overconfident. I mean, Shiny Nines got hurt that year. And Earl Morrow came in as a backup quarterback. In fact, Earl Morrow won the MVP that year, leading the Baltimore Colts to the Super Bowl. And it just seemed no way, shape, or form where they're going to lose. And this is why you play the game and you don't put them on paper. I want to say hi to our good man Peter, too, is in town. He wrote a great book about Fortaleza, bilingual in Portuguese and Spanish, English, excuse me, and head editor. I'll probably meet for dinner sometime. They're going to watch that Blog Talk Radio. Question got in live from Fortaleza, Brazil. Tonight's Jets for winners less. Actually, Brexit definitely. Let's look at the football scoreboard, though. And it was the number one, more World Cups than any other team, and the greatest player ever in football, actually, the team BOL, other than play. Okay, looking at live at halftime, Lambeau Field tackled the leading Chiefs 14 points in the first quarter, and they got 10 in the second, so they got 24-7 at halftime. That is kind of a lock, especially at Lambeau Field. And the old Philadelphia coach is there. And things haven't been going too well lately. It was yesterday, Broncos. Rex Ryan got back on the right track. They last week, tough game against the Patriots, but they came back this week for big. Number Buffalo and only 14 for Miami. So it's a big win as they righted the ship and also won a division game. Seattle Seahawks got it together, too. Defense and offense, 26 points. A lot of points for them, but they shot Chicago bad. And Jay Cutler has always been, I just never seen him the kind of guy that he's perceived to be in the money that he's making. And I'm correct, there's an injury there in that game. I think he came out of the game, which is really no big factor to what he plays. But Seahawks are really a big win. They got it. They were 0-2. Just makes me 1-2, back in the thick of things, but more importantly, showing a resurgence on both sides of the ball. 26 points and shutout. Maybe the first one of the year. I mean, since the 49ers, it's not been the same team as the WO things. They got whooped on, almost shut out. They got 7 points, but that was enough as Cardinals scored 47-7. That game was like, University of Phoenix Stadium. That was a home game for the Cardinals. It turned out to be a very good football team. Remember Todd Bowles, the Jets coach, staff last year. And they hit the Falcons came back and beat the Cowboys at AT Stadium. And Tony Romo got hurt. Wow. That's like that thing. Let's go with 28. And you have to see how this story of the running backs go. And that's Colts. This is actually by 2 points. Had a big fourth quarter. Got a clean punch in the fourth quarter. Held conceded his 2 field goals. And they beat them 35-33. Okay, wait this. On the winning board, the Browns continue on the slide. 26. They lost the First Energy Stadium. And so then it's big. I always like to see Coach there. do well, 28-24 in Cincinnati. I hate to see my buddy Steve Smith on his last year on the losing end there. Patriots looking super. 51 points, the most points scored by anybody yesterday in the NFL. I think the most points scored by anybody in football, though, looking 51-17, scoring in every single quarter. Tom, you said, but how sick this was, wow. You know, and being Norlene, saw this slide, but Cam Newton and crew, yeah, they got this tremendous defensive effort last year in the playoff. People can get the record stay set. And, if you wanted to just kept Steve Smith, what a different football team they would be. A little more deeper, he just doesn't have a lot of offensive weapons. They got 27 points last night. Yesterday was enough to beat New Orleans. Drew Brees and Tampa. I think Brees may be 7 points in injury. 27-22 winner there. Eagles 24-17 against the Giants. Jumped out there pretty good. They were 24-7 leaders at halftime. Jets came back and shut them out. Second half, points themselves. After only getting 7 in the first half, and that was the difference. Played some great defense second half. We just played the rest of our end playing. He was able to play there. Houston Texans over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after the Bucs had a good win last year over New Orleans. But everybody's beating New Orleans right now. 19-9 was the score. Texas over the Buccaneers. San Diego Chargers after a big win last week. Boom. Adrian Peterson and company beat them at CFC Bank Stadium 31-14. The Steelers won and lost. Beat the Rams 12-6. But Ben Roethlisberger went down. And Michael Vick. Now, okay, no pun intended, top dog there. And they won against some of the Rams veterans, you know, played on Thursday. They lost against the Giants, who showed some offense there. 14 points in the last quarter. They 30-17 win. We know last week's scores, the Jets were big winners, 27 on Annapolis. Green Bay had beat the Seahawks. That was two lost losses in the row. Cowboys had come back for 22 minutes. Philly kept winning. Philly winless. Jacksonville Jaguars beat Miami. So I'm going to find them at 2-2 back to back loss. The Raiders won over the Ravens. Ravens now again losses. Texas had lost last week. Carolina Panthers and company had beat them. Niners taking a beating last week. 43 points. The Steelers have got. And beating for a couple of years. That was big. We're talking about. They've been at least 19 million, but so this week lost again. Lions also last week. Vikings 2 weeks in a row. Got to continue with Bridgewater having Adrian Peterson back on his rocking the run. And the Bears also took another loss last week that they did this week. 48-23 losers. And New England now has scored 91 points in the last 2 weeks. Remember, last week they beat Buffalo 40-32. Just edging on that for Frank Ryan and company. And at Buffalo at that. So New England took on all cylinders. 91 points in the last two games. Cincinnati doing things. There's some people question them in the playoffs. Ideas to get their Paul Brown Stadium. Their home 24-10 last week with the San Diego Chargers. And the Cleveland Browns did win last week after their opening season loss against the Jets. So now they're 1-2. Trying to ride a winning streak there, but they're 1-2. But they did win last week. That first injury to the Falcons. Seem to be rocking and rolling now. Some questions about how things are going to go. Boom, well, they're going quite well. They beat the Giants last week 20-20. Redskins have won over the Rams. So now Rams are 10 years down. Has 5 and Redskins taking a pounding. Somewhat against the Giants. Broncos, 31.7. Just edging the Chiefs. And that was a 31-24 win week one of the season. The Niners look like they may have some life. They beat Minnesota 23. Question the offense. Peterson's up. That's kind of no need to be questioned. The Eagles have lost by 2 points. Atlanta is rocking and a roll. Cowboys have just edged out the Giants. There isn't most of the Giants edging themselves out. The Cowboys 2-1 could be 1-2, but that 2-1, Brother James got it halfway. Tyson's a beat up on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The question Winston, he came back with a win following week, but they're still 1-2. Cincinnati, though, undefeated so far. They beat up the Raiders over the open season. And the Bronco Ravens game, too. Ravens went down this high. Maybe a little peek for themselves out this early. Big game, but we'll see what happens during the rest of the season. The Cardinals are looking very, very good. Todd Bowles, I told you as part of that last year, and they coming in front of the season. Lions on downhill slide to continue with third straight loss. Chargers beat them coming back in 1938 to open the season. The Green Bay Packers locked in the road in the bed. So, what do you expect? They're 0-3, 21-20. If you lose it, open the season. Chiefs with still a little suspect in 27-20. They'll do the Browns and the Giants. That was a big game. I won't tell us that Jim Brown was there. You know, when you see Jim Brown, you got to kind of cocky him how great he was. 9 years, didn't even much greater than 9 years as a quarterback. He left the game. He had the most touchdowns scored by running back, most yards by running back, from the full box spot, and being a marked man. Now, he was going to play a 10th year, so whatever he had, he had to add 1,000-plus to lose another 10 touchdowns. But got a chance by the grace of God to go all the way in one of them comfort card. Just to catch it with me a little bit, but I think it's required reading. From an African American standpoint of view, from a football point of view, from an American point of view, it's a great, great piece of literature out of bounds by the greatest football player that ever lived. I remember introducing him to a Board of Youth, the great Howie Evans, the dean of American Sports Writers, once editor of the iconic Manchester News, which was one of the favorites that aided Jackie Robinson in breaking the color line of baseball, and Howie, you were at Showman's legendary place in Harlem, the late, great, legendary photographer, Nesfield, Carl Nesfield, who was not another person photographer. And very soon, anyway, with that, he told me, hey, Mel, Jim's going to be up at the Showman's movie. And we were just kind of covered. And then Howie turned to Netflix. And, you know, it just shows you, you can always show the book by its cover. And, you know, what God has for you, you know, it's just such a righteous man in order. And Howie turned to me, hey, Mel, he said, you got a car? And I had a little dinner in my car. I got hit. And said, yeah. He says, can you give me and Jim a ride? Can I give Jim Brown a ride? I should have had him autograph the thing in there, but you know, and Jim wasn't like a car, he just got in the car. And we went to Spa Hopper as he talked to the youth. And I remember Howie again, you know, it's like he gave me a couple $1 million and then it was tax free. He said, no, we can introduce Jim to the rest of them. You know, I know Howie's been gracious and humble, and I'm good. And introduce him. I told him, you know, you have no idea who stands before you. This is the greatest player. Football. And kids asked Jim questions. I remember standing back beside him listening. I remember kid asked Jim, you know, he asked him, out of all your records, what are you most proudest of? And Jim said that I never missed a game. Wow. Wasn't a Block Talk Radio and Justin Garvey never live from Brazil, where we broadcasted for the first time in almost 2 years. And as Avifol, we always open up with a prayer, and we're going to do that. And Mike Bellamy will give us a plug, and then John Coltrane will do some prayer here, as we always start with prayer on Sports and Death, Block Talk Radio, on the Western Card Network. You want to join us at 646-200-0373, 646-200-0373.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio.
And now, John Coltrane, lead us in prayer. As God is not initiated, hey, it ain't. Dear Lord, thank you for another day. More importantly, thank you for the will. Thank you for the table. Choosing our feet, closing our back. Yes, feel good, Lord. We take this time out. Before. Thank you.
Yes.
You're listening to Sports and Death on Blog Talk Radio and the Trust in God Radio Network with Doc Stanley and his posse, where we rope the rumors, solve tidy issues, and brand the truth. Trust in God.
And with that, move into a continuing part of the show. Not going to be a long show. Like I said, we took a look at the. What I really want to look at, too, is a peep at, Deontay Wilder won this past weekend. You got to think, if he keeps winning and just go. Keeps fighting. That's officially, we think, should be coming about. So, one of the things that I think a lot of people know, and yet it's kind of keeps emerging, is that he's trained by Mark Breland. You know, Breland is one of seven boxing champions that come from New York City. Breland was a Golden Glove champion, first fighter won it five times. He's one of two fighters to win a gold medal in Olympics. Floyd Patterson was the first. Patterson won his gold medal at Lion Up as a middleweight. He's one of five world champions and of seven world champions and of the seven, five, a heavyweight as well. Yeah. Mike Tyson supplanted Floyd Patterson is the youngest man ever win heavyweight champion of the world. They add to the list of five guys who've been heavyweight champion of the world from Brownsville. Patterson, Tyson, the last African American, and the last heavyweight champ, excuse me, Shannon Briggs. Along with a guy that a lot of people kind of forget, really great guy, Tim Livingstone. Tim Livingstone, when they were championship of the world, Shannon Briggs, Mike Tyson, and a guy that was looked at to be probably a long time reigning champion, one of the most popular champions, Big Daddy. Big Daddy, one of five guys out of New York City, out of Brooklyn, out of Bronxville, very champion of the world, and out of seven guys, world champions, also out of Bronxville now. So I believe the nation is scoring, and Willie Randolph is getting first black the GM and the first black captain for Derek Jeter, co-captain with Ron Gibby, and he also is GM. And first black third base coach in Yankee history. So those are some stats about New York City. Happy birthday to Sammy and Agatha, and also greatest show I've told you about, Edgar L. Fuzzy Bartlett. Fuzzy birthday was 27 on Friday, so I missed their party. And their sisters want to love you, Mother Sylvia. That's every birthday. And in fact, you know, we should just give a birthday shout. We want to send our sympathy to Eric Nona, a well-known action sports athlete, starred in MTV's Nature Circus. He died Monday in a skyrocket at Short Valley. And 39 years old from Charles City, professional skier, base jumper, was killed while performing at a golf at the resort. And that's all we have on that right now. We pass on our sympathies to him and the family. Bill Belichick, mainly, 3-0. Harry Bowson is business is 2-1. Definitely got their lead. But some more on the baseball side. Like I said, I think that without question, Mets of the year, in my money, both guys in New York. Let's take a look at some baseball sports for you, too. I think that what Collins has done with the Mets is definitely managed the year stuff. And I also think that Duval should have won it a couple years ago, but definitely got this year. And we will see as both teams are fighting playoff spots. And I'll take some sports real quick here, you know. The Dodgers and San Francisco. Bottom of the second inning. It's a zip big game at those guys, Kansas City and Chicago. At the bottom of the 10th, big one. That zip zip over there. Houston, 2-1 lead over Seattle. Big game for Houston as they are fighting their lives there with Texas. Cardinals, 3-0 lead over Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh can't afford to lose any more games to anybody. More so to the St. Louis Cardinals. Oakland, 1-0 lead over the Angels. Minnesota Twins have a 4-2 lead over the Cleveland Indians. Detroit leading Texas 7-1, so that helps Houston somewhere on the line. And Red Sox, the Yankees, they 5-1. That's not what the Yankees needed. I want to hear. We're going to take a chance to salute Big Poppy. As 500 home runs, he's definitely headed for the Hall of Fame. Don't know whether it's steroids questions and stuff like that, but whatever you say. One of the great players for the game. Title, Terry Puckett. He was really the guy that inspired him and mentored him. He started with Minnesota. And he's become one of the great guys. But the Bastards, great players of the game. A blow for the Yankees. 5-1 loss today. Boston Red Sox beat them at the stadium. Detroit is leading Texas 7-1. Oakland has 1-0 lead in the second inning against the Los Angeles Angels, Minnesota beat today 4-2. It's a 2-1 lead for the Astros over Seattle. St. Louis, a big game. All the kind of sealing things up if they continue like this, beating Pittsburgh, beating Zip, Kansas City, and Chicago, or Zip Zip. Bottom of the 10th, big game for both those players, too. Dodgers and the Giants. What a rivalry that used to be back in New York. And that's zip zip as they go into the bottom of the second inning. Kind of just most of the baseball stuff you here to find out what some of the things that are happening. That's a story about the clutching. He's not going to go to dreadlocks anymore. Bouncing is fully written on the 2 outs of the ninth. And Chiano down to stop the Rays. And that is another nail in the coffin for the Yankees. Bouncing, a lot of people's eye, is the MVP. Anytime a guy gets those kind of numbers, it's very basic. We're looking for the power and stuff to give you some glove, too. Wow. That's just something. Now, what the Mets are doing, that's it. They've just been doing really well. Let's take a look at the standings real quick. American League, the New Jays have already clinched their division there. The 91-65, 583 baseball. Wow, Yankees, 86-75, 51 baseball. It's done. They're looking now for the wild card. Any kind of loss is a bad loss. Orioles, a little surprising that the big season they had last year, 76-80. Red Sox in the same screen. Not to be able to talk about key players that Baltimore lost last year to get what they did and to lose. The Blue Jays, what they won, though, they clinched the wild card. They clinched at least the wild card. The Yankees, the Mets, you know, have already clinched the division matchup. But that, Terry Collins, without question, manager for you over there. It's a division. I mean, the two things the Michigan players were 89-67, 5-71. So they did such a division, and hats off to them. They're looking to clinch the division. So it's them and Yankee. They're looking up to cross the line here. Who's fighting for the spots? Royals have clinched. Royals clinched the division. And it's over with to really kind of think of it. Let me see now. Looking at it now, okay, let's look at this whole stream. The Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs have all clinched playoff berth. So they're all in the playoffs. And the Mets have clinched their division. So that kind of sums up what you're looking at over there. Those guys, who else we got over here? Okay. Things outside of the clinch. The Royals have clinched at least a play. Well, now the Royals have clinched the division again. So the division ones we have, the Royals and the Mets. Nobody has clinched the division, so all the top three teams, the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Cubs are all going to go to the playoffs. South things are still up in the air. Now it's exciting. Let's take a look at Nolan has 40. That's 40. Gonzalez has 39. MVP the second half of the season, of course, 35. That's includes. He has... there's proven to be some kind of a home run hitter. Another back-to-back 40 seasons. Chris Davis, the guy nobody talked about so much about how he was missed last year by the Orioles. Josh Donaldson, a lot of people's guy MVP. Mike Trout, no surprise, outstanding young player. Another 40 home run season. Bryce Harper, leading the National League, hitting at 336. Miguel Cabrera leading the American League by 1 point more, 337. D. Gordon, 332. Posey, anytime catching is those kind of numbers, nobody's why you see why he wanted to pick up here. 324, you know, Escobar, 318. Michael Brantley, 312. Posey also, 315. And Yen Lopobos, 322. So it seems that Miguel, Miggy, has another batting title that's about locked up. Harper and D. Gordon are at it. It's only a 4 point difference, so we have to take a look at that. Harper, though, at one time, Triple Crown consideration. He's co leader in home runs and he's leader in batting, so he's kind of, certainly, we, I think, proving to be easy MVP over there right now. Can we get some RBI? Say we can find the RBI stats for you. Okay. And Donaldson, and this so much says for him as why he's quite possibly the MVP of the 120 RBI. And Batista, just a guy who bets as so much as his home runs. Jose is driven 110. Chris Davis validates why he was missed so much last year. 110 RBI. Matt Kemp, maybe not, he's going to hit 100. But Harper now, Bryce is kind of, look at these numbers now. He's leading the league in RBIs. He's got a shot at Triple Crown. We're not looking at that. We're looking at that. Harper's got a shot at Triple Crown. Let's look at some pitching stats. David Price, 235, leading the league. Wow, 2.0 ERA. Clayton Kershaw, 225. Zach Meany, teammate, 165 in the year. That's sweet. Kershaw, 225, never bad. Oh, David Price, though. I wonder why more teams can jump on him. And Detroit put him out there to be gotten. He's a huge difference. And not only what he brings DRA, but with, also Toronto. But he's 2 wins away from 20 wins. We got 3 guys with 18 wins. Jake Arrieta, though, I think he got the Cy Young locked up. They have 21 wins. 20 wins is a hard thing nowadays, but we're looking at 1, 2. We got 6, 7 guys, 18 more wins. I'm just trying to look for the season. 7 guys, 18 more wins. That's interesting. Kershaw had these leading strikeouts, 281. Calvin and Ugly gets Chris Sale with 261. He shows you the ERAs. Let's talk about Harper one more time while we're looking. Harper, 117 RBI. Yeah, he's a good 11 ahead of the next guy. Espeso at 100. Harper has 11 RBI in competition. He's tied for home runs. And he's got a 336 batting average. Harper has a tremendous shot. He's got a 4-point lead. On only one home run behind, but actually he's tied, and he has 11.8 RBIs. That'd be something. We would have another triple crown. He'd be the first National League player in the crown since back in wow, I think the '40s. Wow, that'd be something. We're going to talk about sports and not sports for a while. Mainly, let's take a quick pick and say happy birthday to my crew there, my girls. Hope you had a good birthday, Agatha and Samira, a.k.a. Sammy. And also to the great Edgar L. Butler Jr. With that, I think we'll probably fly. Sports and the Block Talk Radio. Question by the network live of Laser Brazil. That is hard to take us away. Well, Marvin Gaye has to say first. Come on, Marvin.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live. But who really cares?
Who's
Kennedy, Jay Russell, Myra Agnes, Christian Bell, Buckley Jr., and you mail to us today. And I'm proud of you, huh? So leave this out. Thank you. Hold on. Welcome to the show. I'll
Harvesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.